بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. As the time for Eid al-Adha approached, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, which we call Qurbani, the day of Eid, Eid al-Adha. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله. O Nabi of Allah, what is this adahi? Adahi, what we call qurbani, sacrificing of animals. But Ya Rasulullah, what is this about? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took them back to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and he replied, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. This is the sunnat and the way of your Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Other riwayat, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, Fatibu biha nafsa. When you're making the qurbani, do it with an open and a joyable heart, a joyous heart. That the best of deeds in the day of qurbani is to make the blood flow. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tested him in many, many ways. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, remember the time when his Rabb, the Rabb of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, tested him. Ibtala, put him into a test. And فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. Ulama make beautiful translation, he passed with flying colors. He passed with flying colors. From the time he was young, looking for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the court of Namrud. O Ibrahim, who is your Rabb? And then he'll give a reply that my Rabb is the one yuhi or you meet. That Allah ta'ala gives life, Allah ta'ala gives death. Namrud, the oppressive ruler, he replied, أَنَا أُحْي وَأُمِيت. I also give life, also give death. How do you do that? He called two slaves, two prisoners. He released one, I set him free, I gave him life. He killed the other one, he said, I also give death. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a young man at that time, then Allah ta'ala instilled in his heart to reply, and he says, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one that brings out the sun from the east. So the one that had kufr in his heart, Namrud, he was dumbstruck. Couldn't do a thing like that. So he told him, فَأَتِي بِهَا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ. That you take it out also. You bring the sun forth. He couldn't do it. Tested there. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to leave his father. Some riwayat say it was his uncle who was a sculpture and make idols. He said, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكَ. That, oh my father, I will leave you now. Salam to you. I will make istighfar for you. Had to leave his family and his father also. Then Namrud made a plan, a scheme to kill Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Catapulted him into the fire. Test upon test. And then marriage. And no children. And making dua for years after years. Entire life of qurbani and sacrifice. Finally, almost in his 90s. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blesses him with Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now take your young wife and take your suckling child and leave them in a valley. No cultivation, no water. There's no food. There's no one there whatsoever. Ka'batullah also wasn't there. Just the foundation was there, but that too it was covered. Unknown. Leave them there and return. Return to Palestine, to Palestine. That also qurbani sacrifice. Then every time he was allowed to come see Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, then he was permitted only to see him at a distance. No mulaqat, no salam. Return Ibrahim. No salam, no mulaqat. Just see him and return. Finally, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam returns and he sees his son is at that age where he can help his father. He can work with his father. Then he sees in his dream, presently today here in South Africa we are on the 5th of Zulhijjah. Makkah al-Mukarramah on the 6th. Then on the Yawm al-Jum'ah will be the 8th of Zulhijjah when the Hujjal will proceed for Hajj. Now all the amal of Hajj, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when his son became of age Ismail, to assist him and to help him, then ulama explain and they say that the night before the 8th of Zulhijjah, the 8th of Zulhijjah, Makkah Mukarramah will be on the Yawm al-Jumu'ah. So we take the night before that. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went to sleep and he sees a dream. And in the dream, he sees كَأَنَّ قَائِلًا يَقُولُ, as if there's a person telling him that, oh Ibrahim, slaughter your son. How many years, finally my son is of age. Now he can assist me, he can help me. And now I've been commanded to slaughter my son. Qurbani upon Qurbani, sacrifice upon sacrifice, after all these years. And now I have to take his life, I have to slaughter him. So that night, he sees his dream and he wakes up in the morning, and some mufassirin say, Tarawwa Ibrahim, anna hadhi ru'ya min Allah, am min ash-shaytan. So Tarawwa means that tafakkara, he began to think. The 8th of Zulhijjah, which is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of Tarwiyah. That is the title, the name given to the 8th of Zulhijjah. Two interpretations. Some ulama say this word Tarwiyah comes from Rawwa Yurawi, means to give the camels water to drink, and here it refers to the camels of Hajj. On the 8th of Zulhijjah, then the Hujjaj would take the camels to the places of water and let them drink to their fill to prepare them for the day of Arafah. So they will have enough strength, enough water for the entire day from after Zawal to make wukuf of Arafah. Other ulama say that this day, the 8th of Zulhijjah, is called Yawm al-Tarwiyah, and it comes from the meaning to tafakkara, to ponder. So some ulama say that on that day, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam woke up, and the entire day he pondered and he began to think, that this dream I saw last night, was it from Allah or from Shaitan? So the day came out like that, on the 8th of Zulhijjah. That night he went to bed once again, the Nabi of Allah, in his old age, and he sees the same dream again, that somebody is telling him to slaughter his son. So he wakes up the next day, the 9th of Zulhijjah, and they say, Arafa Ibrahim, anna hadhi ru'ya min Allah. Arafa, we hear in Quranic ayat, liya'arifun, wa ma khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'arifun, ya'arifun ma'arifa, to understand, to recognize. So Arafa Ibrahim, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam understood, realized that this dream indeed is from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that I have to slaughter my son. We can imagine the parashani, the difficulty that went through his heart. Said, oh my Allah, so many years of qurbani, and now in my old age. And we know the love of an elderly person for his children or grandchildren is very different. That night he goes to sleep again, and he wakes up on the 10th. 10th, which we call now Yawm al-Nahr. Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day of pondering. Yawm al-Arafah, the day of understanding and realizing. And then on the 10th of Zulhijjah, Yawm al-Nahr. Nahr, what do you say? Qurbani, sacrifice. Then he takes his young son, and he takes him towards Mina. And there the entire incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, we can understand the gravity of the emotions of father and son walking together. And when he tells his son also that, oh my son, I saw this dream, then what do you think? Mada tara? Tested his son at that age. Qal, he replied, Ya Abati, oh my beloved father, if'al ma tu'mar. Here also ulama highlight that many a person has anxiety. My children's tarbiyat, their nurturing, their education. The Nabi of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, didn't he realize this also? But he was fulfilling the purpose of his life. Out in the path of Allah, the wife making sabr at home, within the confines of her home, bringing up the children, the murabbi haqiqi, the one that makes direct tarbiyat and nurtures children, is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If the Imam's wuzu is intact, then the congregation salah will be valid. Imam wuzu has to break, then you will have a problem. The Imam of the home is the husband, is the father. If he's fulfilling the purpose of his life, which Allah Ta'ala made him for, to bring deen into his life, into his family's life, by moving in the path of Allah, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and the wife back home will make sabr, and she will be patient, and she will make tarbiyat of the children to the best of her ability. And we know the dua of safar also, when a person travels out. Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar, wal khalifatu bil ahl. Ajib ulama say, that in this dua, masnoon dua, a person is making dua, Allahumma anta sahibu fi safar, Ya Allah, you are my companion in my journey. وَالْخَلِيفَةُ فِي الْأَهْلِ and oh my Allah, you are my deputy in my family. You see, a person who is striving in the path of Allah, fulfilling the purpose of his life, whatever support of deen it may be, his family is more safer with him not being there, because he made this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, you are my deputy back home. Allah is taking care of his family. So he's fulfilling the purpose of his life. The wife is making sabr. Allah Ta'ala makes direct tarbiyat of Ismail alayhi salatu salam. Some people they term it the absent father syndrome. Father never at home. Where is he? He's in the masjid. Where is he gone right now? He's gone for a program. Where is the father? He's gone for 3 days. He's gone for 40 days. Every day he's going. Allah will make tarbiyat of the children. Directly. And here ulama also explain that you will find sometimes, you can say more than often, the father is not at home. He's gone out in the path of Allah. And we say, these children are very naughty. Better he stays at home. This was happening to his children. But Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah will say that the children of those striving in the path of Allah, the friends of Allah, Allah will never waste the children. When you plant a seed for a tree, then the trunk, is when it begins to grow, it's solid and it's straight. The branches do grow crooked. So it will happen. Family members will see also, he forced the child to wear kurta and burqa. Now they in their youth, they don't wear anymore. Why they force them? What we have to do, we have to do. We have to do it. He says the branches will grow crooked, but end of the day, the fruits will come out sweet. Those children definitely will come back to the deen of Allah. Allah will not waste the qurban in the sacrifices of the parents. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam at that moment had to sacrifice the most beloved thing to him was his son. On qurbani day, we also have to make a sacrifice of our most beloved things, put it in our heart, Ya Allah, making qurbani of those things for your deen. So very, very importantly, we have the day of Arafah, the day of Tarwiyah, the day of qurbani. Two very, very important points we like to highlight when it comes to qurbani right now. That when it comes to the men, is a thing called ghairat. Ghairat refers to a feeling or sensitivity which a man should have within his heart. That which Allah Ta'ala has made something specifically, exclusively for him, he tolerates no sharing in the certain item. Understand again, ghairat. There's no real English translation for it. So just explaining what is ghairat. That a person has this feeling of sensitivity. What is exclusively for me, no one has a share in it. Example, my wife, my daughter, my mother, my sister. Allah has made them exclusively for my eyes only. If anybody else has to look at them, then a person, a man should have ghairat in his heart. How dare you look at my wife? How dare you look at my daughter? Allah has made them exclusively for him. They don't have to don the parda in front of the father, in front of the uncle. Uncle referring to father's brother, mother's brother. Not the khala's husband. There's parda, there's hijab between them. So these points, this ghairat is very, very important, which right now in the ummah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, different riwayat is mentioned also. If a man loses his ghairat, the sensitivity, it doesn't bother who looks at his wife, who enters upon his wife and his daughters, etc. He is termed in the hadith sharif as a dayyuth, as a cuckold. There's no value for him. He doesn't care. Within the home also sometime, on the day of qurbani, this becomes very common. Why we are highlighting this? Understand the qurbani of Ibrahim Ismail. This is the height of qurbani right now. Taking the life of an animal in the name of Allah, at the same time you're violating and breaking the command of Allah with no parda, no hijab, and no ghairat in the heart of a man. Whether it be also a worker, sometimes we feel he's only a worker. He's helping us, so there's no real bother about parda and hijab. He's just a worker. But if Moli Sahib has to come, they will chase the ladies away. Maulana is here. But Maulana is not there, everybody else is, Maulana is going to look down. He won't look. But those that are looking, and sometimes we feel also, our domestic, our helpers, the boys, what we call them, they're really now what they're going to look at. But the reality is, a man is a man. 5 years he hasn't been back home, 10 years he hasn't been back home. They understand these things also. So we have to have ghairat within our hearts for the men on the day of qurbani. Don't spoil our qurbani. And for the women, a very, very important integral part of their iman is haya. Modesty, bashfulness. For the man is ghairat, be sensitive. Allah has made these masturat only for my eyes. When it comes to the woman, haya and sharam, we can't come in front. We can't come with open hair. Whether it be the brother-in-law, entire year, many a good family also, the entire year we are sitting separately. But qurbani day, we eat as a family. Family, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam referred to us as his family. That I am closer to you than your own selves also. And my wives are your mothers. The wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are the mothers of our wives also. They should be following the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. For them to adopt haya, it shouldn't be that we spoil our qurbani with videos, photography, and all these things that is happening on the day of Eid. Don't spoil our Eid day. These days that we have of qurbani, as we mentioned, Imam Abu Bakr Jassas rahimahullah says, whatever we do on these 10 days of Zulhijjah, these will become our habits, if not for this year, for our entire life. So we can make it, or we can spoil it. The day of qurbani, educate our women at home also, have sharam, have haya, the enthusiastic also, Allah's command comes first. We're not doing it only for our nafs and shaitan, for our nafs, our enjoyment. So when it comes to the men, ghairat, when it comes to the woman, is a haya and the sharam, to the extent also, Haji Farooq Sahib rahimullah used to say, when it comes to our young girls, they are not baligh as yet. They're only 7 years old, 8 years old. He says, even for the father to tell the young daughter, go make salam with the uncle, go make salam with so and so, there's no salam for young girls with men. From far they can make salam, but the hair should be covered. And he will show spectacularly also, by young girls to go make salam, don't shake her hand. He will put his head on her burqa, on her scarf, and make dua for her. Allah make your neck and pious, and give you a good spouse and a husband that will teach you your deen. He will make dua for them. You never shake their hands, and give them the habit of shaking hands with men. These were young girls. This is haya within them. So just to conclude, my dear brothers, one is ghairat for us, our sensitivity and haya for our women, and also haya for the men. Modesty, bashfulness, to have shame, not only in dressing, but also haya is referred to haya and modesty of the tongue and language. What do we speak on the day of qurbani? We know what happens that time. We want to stutter quickly, we want to finish off quickly. And then the language is out of hand. It's the day of sabr. Think of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, ya Allah, what sabr he had. On his qurbani of his son, Allah Ta'ala gave us this. So to have to hold ourselves back and think of what qurbani that was. So haya of our tongue, then haya of the eyes, how to use the eyes modestly also. We're starting on an ox, it should be only our mahrams are there. Only those women who are allowed to see us. But other women, we know what is happening nowadays, we're getting enough reports. Where the girl saw that boy, they say what a hero he was, slaughtering that ox, how he grounded the ox, single-handedly, a few of them, and the girl's heart is fluttering, she's gone already. That Mr. Hero becomes a zero thereafter. He lost his qurbani. So how to protect our haya of our eyes, our tongue, our mind, and our women folk, and our ghairat. Allah Ta'ala give us sufi to make amal. Subhanakallah.